It was the biggest, strangest, and most incredible thing I'd ever witnessed. Until it also became the scariest thing. This is Jeff Around Town, and if you were here last week, you would have heard part one of my personal disclosure day, or should I say my own close encounter. If you missed it, you can always listen anytime at kvno.org. What I'd mentioned last time was how my well-respected journalist Uncle Ed, memorialized by none other than John F. Kennedy, had once told my dad that there was indeed evidence that we'd been visited. It struck my dad that his brother would say something so out of the ordinary like that. Fast forward to a March night in the mid-1990s when a friend and I were parked in her Ford Escort at Standing Bear Lake, talking about life, music, art. I was behind the wheel. It was a few minutes after the park had closed, and soon enough we'd be on our way. But the air was unseasonably warm, and so we had our windows open, the sky clear and filled with stars. But it was one star off to the west that held my attention, a star that seemed exceptionally bright. My friend had been studying astronomy at UNO, and so I didn't want to embarrass myself by asking, which star is that? Because certainly it had to be something obvious, like Venus. But moments later, it began to move. And when I say move, it soared. I gestured to get my friend's attention, and we watched in awe as the fastest thing either of us had ever witnessed quickly made its way across the sky. In that brief moment, I knew that we were watching something extraordinary, maybe even otherworldly. As excited and delighted as I was, I wasn't entirely surprised. That's all because of my Uncle Ed. Because of him, because of that one strange thing he once told my father, you could say that I've always believed. But then, the bright light that had just zoomed across the night sky came to a sudden stop, and there it remained in front of us in the dark of night, big and so very bright. In a moment, it became brighter. That's when we realized that this object, whatever it was now moving toward us, getting even brighter and brighter, even blinding. It was then that my excitement turned to punch-to-the-gut fear. This didn't feel right. I did the only thing I could, which was to turn on the car and to quickly attempt to maneuver out of the park. But, you know, without turning on my headlights, it was like a scene out of a bad sci-fi movie from the 50s. Looking back on that moment, I laugh at myself. After all, wouldn't an aircraft that could fly at such high speeds, you know, have advanced technology to detect the car even without its headlights on? But then, whoever trains you in how to deal with a UFO? Either way, the car was no match for whatever this thing was, as it now came over the car and I came to a stop. Our windows still rolled down. We looked up and saw it. It took a moment to process what we were seeing, and then we began to figure it out. A large black triangle, so large and dense that it blocked out the stars for a big part of the sky. There was nothing else except for a single small red light in the middle of this otherwise massive triangle. It made not a sound. All we heard was the sound of our own breathing. It remained above us. We remained in the car, the triangle and the Ford unmoving for what felt like hours. Now, in my years of working at newspapers, I'd spent some time on a couple of different Air Force bases, and I'd seen stealth bombers. This was no stealth, not even close. The sheer size of this thing made a stealth look like a toy. Now, I'm not saying that what we encountered on that spring night in the 1990s wasn't human-made, but if a human-made craft existed like this then or now, and one so massive, and one that could fly so quickly and then stop suddenly, well, I sure don't know about any. This was, of course, in the era before all of those cable programs cropped up, you know, shows about UFOs, not to mention YouTube. But over the years, I would indeed watch plenty of programs where others saw something uncannily similar in the night sky. Back to that night. Finally, and again without making a sound, the triangle took off into the distance and disappeared behind some hills. My friend and I said nothing as we left Standing Bear Lake, eventually pulling over a few minutes later to check our watches. Had we lost time? We didn't think so, but then we weren't entirely sure. I still don't quite know what to think about that night, but I can tell you, without any spoilers, while recently watching the new Spielberg film, Disclosure Day, I felt seen. This is Jeff Aroundtown.